My name is Wild Coyote. This is Dr. Hilbert L. Wiley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. My name is Wild Coyote. Now, how would you like to be stuck with that for a name all of your life? Wild Coyote. We know the cartoon strip with the Wild Coyote in it. And he's a very crafty and a very interesting guy, but he always fails. He always fails. Now, we ask ourselves, why does this Wild Coyote always fail? Well, he always fails because he's doing everything out of pressure and out of tension and out of the need to eat and out of the need to survive. Whenever we live out of the need to eat and need to survive, we live a very unhappy, a very unfulfilled life. But when we live a life filled with love of ourselves first and love of everything in our creation, everything in our world, then our life takes on a totally different point of view. Now, let's ask ourselves why the Wild Coyote is wild. Well, obviously, he's born out in the wild. He's born out in nature. And he has to survive for himself. But, my friends, think of this. Why is it none of the other animals are considered to be like the Wild Coyote, who is so crafty in going and getting his food and going and chasing his prey? Why is it that none of the other animals are thought of in the same light that we think of the Wild Coyote? Well, perhaps it's the way the Wild Coyote was brought up. And of course, the tigers and lions and various other creatures of the wild are brought up also to search for food and to go out and be very crafty. But the coyote is thought more like the hyena, thought more like a disrespectful animal, an animal that goes out and cleans up things and does stuff. Let's consider if you were a coyote. A coyote is a wild dog. And this wild dog is born into its family of coyotes. And then the mother and the rest of the family disappear. And just this little coyote is left. And he's only a few weeks old, and he's all by himself. And a very loving person comes along and finds this little creature. And he picks him up and takes him in his arms and says, "Why, aren't you something else?" Now, the coyote hasn't learned to be aggressive, and he hasn't learned to be anti-happiness. And so, when this person picks him up and snuggles him, he snuggles the person back. When the person feeds him and gives him love and gives him food, the coyote attaches to this person. And if this person is truly a loving nature person, the coyote takes on that bonding, that attachment of being one with this person and being one with the attitude of the person and that the person has for life. And, of course, the person has adequate food and adequate housing and what have you for itself, and it gives the same thing for its new friend. And it pets the new coyote and loves the new coyote. And the new coyote gains a certain respect and a certain newness of attitude of life, but in its spirit, trained in over the genes and chromosomes and over the attitudes and over the years of its existence as a coyote form, it has many aggressive attitudes that it keeps with it. Now, as a man or a person who has picked up this baby coyote teaches the baby coyote not to be aggressive, but to be gentle, to be loving, to be sensitive and caring, Oh yes, those are things that humans teach to their animal friends and animal creatures that they take into their lives. Because animals can be quite aggressive and quite unstable and quite unenjoyable when their masters teach them that. Animals can be taught and trained to be very, very aggressive, and police dogs and other things of that nature. And yet, to their master, they are very gentle, very loving, and very beautiful. Although sometimes they forget and they get angry with their trainer too. But the coyote is something that has not been trained as a civilized animal too often. And the reason it's not trained is because people consider it a wild animal. And because it has the nature of this wild animal in it. Now, we each have the nature of the wild animal in us, but we have been trained over our many millennium of years as being a human to be cooperative, to be loving, to be gentle, to be kind, and in all circumstances to be a good person. Now, the coyote has had over the millennia of its lifetimes and over the trainings of its years to be an aggressive little critter, crafty and wily and very, very cunning and very capable. So, what is it if a person were going to play the game and be a coyote? We say, all right, my friends, we're having a seminar. And in the seminar, I'm going to give you each a little critter, a hand puppet. And you put this hand puppet on your hand, and then you are to become this hand puppet. But you're to become this hand puppet through your eyes and through your mind and through your heart. And we've done this at many seminars, and we've had people take on lions and tigers and rabbits and squirrels and chipmunks and hippopotamuses and everything under the sun. And coyotes, too. Although everyone who has taken the coyote has somehow been unable to communicate as a coyote. They immediately communicate as a teddy bear, or as whatever attitude they have in their mind. And because of that, they didn't get the glorious experience of being a wild animal in a socialized situation. All of us in our life have the opportunity to put the past aside and just be whatever we're told to be for the moment. When we go on stage in the theater, we are an actor. And as an actor, we are playing a given role. And for a moment, we put aside all the past. We put aside all of the attitudes we have. We put aside all of the ways of acting. And we take on the role of the individual that we're performing as in the play. And the more effective we are, is the more we can make people believe that we really are that person, that character that we're playing in the play. And of course, it doesn't matter what that person may be, because when the play is over, we go back to being the person that we were before we went to the play and pretended. Now, if we can take the animals of our world and with these animals of our world, take it into our heart and be one as them, marvelous things happen to us. We open up all sorts of doorways of awareness and beingness. And the more we communicate as the animal, the more beautifully we are as ourselves. Because the ability to move in and out of the world that is around us is a very great and a beautiful talent. And if we can move in and out of the world around us as a blessing and as a joy without making it permanent within us, but just letting it be the theater of our mind, then we can have great and wonderful experiences. Because the actor in the play never forgets who it is in real life. And even though on the stage it plays this interesting character that it is not, in real life it knows who it is, and it maintains that awareness of who it is. And in maintaining the awareness of who it is, it lives harmoniously in that way. Now, if we were asked, I want you to play this part, and I want you to forget the past, I want you to forget all about your upbringing, I want you to pretend that you are this person that you are playing, would you think that would be an easy thing to do, or would that be a challenging thing to do? Quite likely, you'd think that'd be a challenging thing to do. Yet, that is what we do every time we allow ourselves not to be master of our consciousness, of our attitudes, of our emotions, of our thoughts. Every time we let our thoughts drift off into the life pattern of another being, every time I let our thoughts drift off into someone else's way of thinking, then we are not ourselves. We are giving up who we are in favor of being something else. Now, a coyote can do the same thing. A coyote can be loved by a family, by an individual, can be made to feel it has different attitudes. But when Nip comes to tuck, the coyote is going to revert back to its original self, because it has not built within itself all the reserves, all the inhibitions necessary to be a social animal in a social world different from what it has always been itself. The ability to forget the past, the ability to release the past, the ability for this coyote to act as a civilized animal, interesting word, the ability is one that comes with training, but it is never assured. It is never definite that it's going to remain forever that way. Because, as the saying is, the hypnosis wears off. Stage hypnotists hypnotize people and have them think that they are a dog or something else. And for a while, they act that way. And then when they bring them back to their awareness, the people pretend that they don't realize that they had been a dog. They don't realize that they had been playing that role of a dog. But in actuality, we always know who we are. Because that self of ourself, which is always definite and always on top of it, always knows. So, no matter what we do to release ourselves of the past, we have no possibility of being successful with it, because those things are there. We want to forget the past. We want to live in the present, as we say so often. What is the only way we can live in the present? And, of course, the answer is quite obvious, to live in the present. The only way to live in the present is to live in the present. The only way to live in the present is to live in the present. The only way to be an actor on stage and perform well before an audience or even in your practice time is to live in the present, to live the role that you are playing. To live the role you are playing so completely that you think of nothing else. You cannot. If you're going to play the role in the theater, you have to play the role so completely that there is no other you. There is no normal you, because this is the only you that exists. Now, can we so totally live in the now that we have no vision, no thought, no idea of past? Can we live so totally in the presence of pretending we are a coyote so that we can love this young coyote that there is no otherness? If we can, magic and miracles happen in our life. If we can, we master ourselves to a degree that the master beings in this world live in their consciousness. To be an actor is a sham, you might say, because it's not really you. But what is the really you? The you that has habituated yourself into a wild animal? The you who has habituated yourself into being an uneducated person? The you who has trained yourself to be aware, alert, alive in every beautiful way in life? Who is the real you? Who is that real being that you are that is a reflection not only of who you are and what you are, but everything that's good in you? Who is that real person? That's a good question, isn't it? Because oftentimes we think that the real person is our name and our family and our upbringing and the person that we have become because we have lived in a certain environment. But is that our real person? Is that the real us, who we are? Is that our ultimate being? And of course the answer is not at all. Who we are is who we have allowed ourselves to live as in this very moment. Are you ready? Am I ready? Is the world ready to be this moment all that we are and nothing more and nothing less? If we are, magic happens in our world. If we are truly living in the now. And in living in the now, we are experiencing and expressing something dramatic, dynamic, something absolutely amazing. I think that that would be a great experience, to be like pretending you're an actor and live so totally as an actor you don't know that you're anything else. And you might say, well, I don't want to be just any character. I want to be a divine expression of all that is good and beautiful. I want to be a divine expression of the reality of my nature. I want to live in perfection of my spirit, mind, and body. I want to do all these things that I have set up as supremo ideas for my life and follow them. Now, would anyone take objection to that? No, not at all. Then why is it that we don't do that? Why is it that we haven't made that our objective and given 100% of our thought to doing that? Now, the reason we don't do that is because we're dualistic. We play on many stages at the same time. We play on the stage of our family, the stage of our business, the stage of our friends, the stage of our private time, our peace time. We play on all these stages, and occasionally we'll be in a state of bliss, and we'll think, what a wonderful state to be in. What a grand state of bliss to be in. And just for a moment, and then we flick back to life as we think it should be, or as life as we have been taught to experience it, or taught to believe in it. The choice we have is our choice to leave behind all of these other choices and select just one choice that we feel is paramount for us to be in. And that choice is the choice of living in the here, in the now, which is all we ever do anyhow, but live in the here and the now of our ultimate being, of our being that is so fantastic and so joyous and so wonderful and so fulfilling that that's all we are. Now, you say, that's not reality for us, because we're living in an environment, we're living in a world, we're living in experiences that are not this pure idea that we'd like to have of them. True. So, let's change it. Let's change our mental environment, our mental atmosphere, our mental stage, and put on it everyone as an actor, acting in their highest and best. Everyone is in this theater of life, and we are the director, and we direct it by our thought, we direct it by our expectation, we direct it by who and what we are. And as we do this, the magic happens. We can be a wild coyote if we wish. We can be a tame milk toast if we wish. We can be a cuddly bear if we wish. We can be anything we choose. And we do it in our mental attitude. But we do it by acting on the stage of our consciousness. The stage of our consciousness where who we are and what we are is being acted out every moment of every day of our life. And we can make the choice now. Do we want to make the choice of how we're living and how we're being? Or do we want to be sort of pushed around by the world's thoughts, by the appearances, by the things that we've done up to now? Do we want to hang on to our genes and chromosomes and our family ties and all the cultural experiences we have? Or do we want to create in our mind a new reality, a new direction for ourselves? And in creating this new reality, a new direction for ourselves, do we have the courage to live in that new reality, that new direction, regardless of all the appearances, and just go through life as though it is the most wonderful, glorious, happy, fulfilling, rewarding experience that anyone could ever have? Well, that choice is ours. And we make that choice every day. And we ask ourselves, do we want to make that choice today? And the answer is yes. I want to make that choice today. I want to be myself and have fun. I want to live as I am totally. And I want to be the director of all the activities in my life, the director of all the activities that go on in my world. And those activities are the people I meet. I mean, people I create there. The people I associate with, that I interact with. I want to make me, by my thought, by loving myself so deeply, so completely, so wonderfully, make me the most fulfilling, wonderful being that I could conceive of a being, and be that right now, and be that in the now, and be that as my reality. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. It gives us something to think about, and it gives us a direction to go, and it gives me a bit of something to put into my own thought. Can you be untouched by your environment? Because your environment is always something that is good and beautiful. Can you be untouched by the world problems? Because in your mind you see them all solved. Can you be untouched by whatever appears around you? Because you are the oneness, the allness, the totality right now. It's a great possibility. Think about it. Think about it, living in the now. And the wild coyote howling at the moon, calling to his friends, is no longer a presence in your life, but you create a new coyote, a new you, a new expression of who and what you are. Kind of fun. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.